This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Corn Growers Association. Join today and let your voice be heard on policy issues that impact your farm. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, as livestock producers look ahead to warmer weather, fly pressure is already part of the conversation. While often seen as a seasonal nuisance, flies can impact animal health, productivity, and the bottom line across cattle and livestock operations. We'll have more after this.
You might think Iowa just grows corn, but the truth is corn grows Iowa. Hi, I'm Mark Mueller, Iowa Corn Growers Association President from Waverly, Iowa. The Iowa Corn Growers Association gives members a strong and unified voice at the state and federal level, creating policies based on farmer direction. Pull up your seat to the table to support our industry by becoming an Iowa Corn Growers Association member today at iowacorn.org/join.
Kirk Daly with Central Life Sciences says flies do more than irritate animals. They can spread disease and create challenges that affect performance across the herd.
She would have a 30-day lifespan, and in that 30-day lifespan, she will lay millions of eggs. Now, not all of them are going to hatch, but if the situation is just right, a lot of them do. And if you're a producer, why do you want to be concerned about flies other than just the nuisance aspect? To you and your workers, or you and your animals, is the disease problem and the disease spread. We know now that most, if not all, flies are indeed disease vector transfers for all of the diseases that afflict the cattle industry or the swine industry or the dairy industry.
Understanding how flies impact animal health is important, especially as populations begin to build heading into the warmer months.
Work from Dr. Dickerson back, I believe, in the early to mid-90s out of University of Georgia, that, for example, he suggested that it could be higher than 75% of all heifers have mastitis before they calve. And you go, man, how is that possible? You know, there's no milk there to nourish or anything, but it's possible because of flies and fly pressure. And, you know, those heifers, some of them probably get over it, but how many of them come in with just three titters or two titters and have less milk then? So weaning weight's going to be affected on all of her calves that she's ever going to have because she's not producing as much milk as the one that doesn't have those issues. Upper Midwest, anaplasmosis is a big deal.
Fly pressure is not just about comfort, but long-term productivity and herd performance.
We know for a fact that, you know, the horn fly, for example, in the cattle industry affects the industry to the tune of about $2.3 billion, and that's billion with a B. That's in lost revenue. It could be from disease. It could be from loss of, you know, your calving percentage. You know, for example, cattle that are under a lot of fly pressure will huddle up in the middle of their pasture, in the middle of their range, and they're doing that to decrease their surface area, to not allow the fly as much access to them. But what if there's heifers in the middle of that group in the heat of the summer on a hot summer day that are trying to get that embryo to attach for the first time? Well, chances are a lot of them show up open, or they absorb that embryo and it never attaches. Again, lost revenue. That heifer, that cow didn't produce a calf that year. So that's where the lost revenue happens.
Fly pressure is something many producers deal with every year, but Daly says understanding the risks tied to disease spread and herd performance can help operations stay ahead of problems before they escalate. As warmer temperatures return and livestock spends more time on pasture, paying attention to fly management early could make the difference in animal comfort, productivity, and overall profitability in the summer months. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.